How to Break in a Subwoofer. Top Full Guide 2022. Many people believe that the ideal way to break in your subwoofer is to play it at high volumes for a certain period of time. In reality, you want to gradually increase the volume over an extended period of time. Experts recommend playing at a moderate volume for about 20 hours to break in properly a subwoofer. You might also need to experiment with different frequencies to find the one that sounds best to you. So how to break in a subwoofer and do you really need to do it? Let's be with Hook Audio to answer these questions in this post. What is a subwoofer? A subwoofer, a low-frequency loudspeaker, is designed to deliver lower frequencies, bass, that traditional audio systems can't reproduce. These subwoofers are a common addition to the car audio system. They come in many sizes and shapes. The most popular subwoofer type is the unpowered component subwoofer. What does a subwoofer do? Subwoofers, as mentioned previously, reproduce the low-pitched and low-frequency sound we commonly call bass. Subs can transmit frequencies from 20 to 50 Hz HZ for casual use, while professionals prefer subs that can accommodate 20 to 100 Hz. Subs can also reproduce sounds below 20 Hz. Many speakers, woofers, and mid-woofers can send bass sounds. But woofers cannot transmit low-frequency sounds. They produce bass sounds between 60 Hz and 250 Hz. They produce bass sounds that aren't of high quality and not at acceptable power levels. You need to reproduce low-frequency sounds in order to enjoy music and movies. Your bass sounds would make reggae music less soothing. If the movie's explosions don't sound realistic, it won't have as much impact. A subwoofer is a great way to get a great bass sound. There is also a chance that your woofer's internal components may be damaged if it relies on standard speakers or woofers to reproduce low frequencies. This happens because the internal components of the woofer are not designed to produce low-pitch sounds at higher volumes or power levels. Why should an audio enthusiast get a subwoofer? A subwoofer is an excellent choice if you love audio. Subwoofers are capable of creating a realistic sound experience. Subwoofers can produce high-quality sound quality through the production of deep bass and low-frequency tones. Subwoofers produce a low-frequency sound that allows you to hear the music clearly, regardless of whether it is played at a loud volume or softer. This is especially true in cars with limited space, which makes it difficult to produce a full sound. Subwoofers are capable of handling sound distortion well. When you put speakers at high volumes or power, distortion occurs. The speaker is not able to handle the increased power. Low tones are also common in speakers. However, they can be of poor quality. If you increase the power, the bass tends not to be as high as it should be. This results in muffled and distorted sounds. Subwoofers are able to regulate the bass and low-pitched sounds, thereby delivering a more vibrant and clear musical experience. Subwoofers can be used to prevent damage to your speakers, as we have already mentioned. Subwoofers are used to produce bass sounds that do not have an outlet. If it is installed in the main speaker system, there is a possibility it could damage your speakers. The typical woofers, especially the smaller ones, are not built to handle bass sounds at higher levels. If it is exposed to low-pitched sounds at higher volumes, it can cause speaker cones to tear. A subwoofer is needed to provide bass and other low-pitched sounds for your music. How to break in a subwoofer? What does it mean to break in a subwoofer? Subwoofers, like all other pieces of machinery or equipment, are made up of moving parts. When those parts are new, they can feel stiff. The parts can feel stiff and may not be able to fully respond to the amplifying current. The spider is a component that acts as a suspension, allowing the cone to move back and forth to produce the sound. Subwoofers must be broken in to get the best sound. It's like getting up in the morning, scrolling through your phone, and then fully getting up. You won't have to do it again, but it is a one-time job. After the subwoofer has been professionally installed in your vehicle, you will need to break and period it. This is done to loosen the suspension and increase bass output. This will extend the life of your subwoofer. What does the actual breaking in process look like? The breaking in process can take a while, sometimes a week or longer, so patience is key. You will see your device's performance change over this period and then eventually stabilize. These are the steps to correctly break in subwoofers. Time to break in your subwoofer. You have now learned more about subwoofers and are ready to begin the actual breaking in. There are steps that you can follow to properly break in a subwoofer, just like other equipment or machines. It is important to remember that break-in can take time. Be patient. The satisfaction you get from your movies and music is waiting for after the break-in process. You can break in your sub in a matter of days or weeks. This time frame will allow you to gauge or measure the difference between a subwoofer that is new and a well-conditioned subwoofer. You must first make sure your unit is securely mounted within its enclosure. You must ensure that the case you purchase is the correct size. There are many types of compounds. There are many options available: sealed boxes, ported, bandpass, and free air subwoofers. The bass's delivery is affected by each of these enclosures. The next thing you should do is ensure that your subwoofer has enough power. An amplifier can be used to supply enough power to the subwoofer while you're breaking it in. Playing heavy, continuous bass music at the beginning of the process is a good idea. It will not be helpful to listen to music with low outputs or sporadic frequencies. How should you break in your subwoofer? First, we will show you how to install a subwoofer in your sound system. We will then discuss the different methods of breaking in subwoofers for cars. After you have taken the subwoofer home from work, don't plug it in or turn up the volume. You will not get the best performance out of your subwoofer if you do this, even if it is not damaged. Follow this 5-step guide instead. Take a look at the connections. It's easy to make mistakes when hooking up subwoofers in the excitement of buying new equipment. You should use 16-gauge speaker cables. Speakers must be connected in phase. You don't want your amplifiers to be cut. Without these subwoofers, your amp will be useless. Locate a recording to play. You want to find something that will break in the period your subwoofer. You don't need to like the percussive intro of Beethoven's Fifth, but you do want something that has a deeper, more consistent beat. Reggae is a good choice. Make sure that there's enough bass for the driver to move. Some people might suggest using pink noise, but since bass is created by dispersing energy, music that can be compelled to drive the car must be used. Play on moderate volume. Play the song you've selected for 15 to 20 minutes at a moderate volume. This allows the driver to adjust to the amp, and then begin the warm-up phase. This allows suspension components resins to start the process of loosening up. Take a full day break iodine mononitride. It's time to go a bit louder. For around 2 hours, play it at twice the volume. You will notice a louder subspeaker if you leave the room during this time. This is because the mechanical parts, which we will discuss later, are becoming more flexible. The final break iodine mononitride. Final break in. The process will be completed with a final 10 to 12 hours of moderate playing. You can gain an additional 1 to 2 dB by working longer. Break in a car subwoofer. Before you can start, there are a few things you will need. First, your speakers must have enough power to support your subwoofers. Look for music with lots of low-level basses. There are two ways to break in subwoofers. Let's begin with the easiest. Because of its simplicity, it's a very popular method. Mount the subwoofers inside your car. You can play any track you want for up to a week, or approximately 12 hours. The volume should be kept at a moderate level. The suspension of your sub will be more flexible as you do this. Your sub will play louder at the same volume. This is due to the lower Fs. Set your gains in a few weeks and then go wild. This simple method will make your sub easy to use. Free air method. This option allows you to break in your sub within a day if you're not patient enough. A tone generator app is required. For one, check the Apple Store or Google app. An external amplifier is required, as well as a jack to connect the phone to the app. Attach your subwoofer onto a flat piece of wood and place it in between two chairs. They should be able to move freely, free of air. Be sure to weigh the board before you begin the break-in process. Your generator app will play a low-frequency tone, 30 Hz, for several hours. You can increase the volume each hour until you get a great excursion. For the next 24 hours, continue this process. You will need enough power to power the amplifiers and speakers to make this work. An amp power converter converts the AC power from your house to the 12 volts of direct current required to charge your car batteries. This video will give you a better idea of how it works and what it looks like. Do you need to break in a subwoofer? Understanding the subwoofer's components is key to answering that question. Understanding the interplay between these key components is crucial to understand why you shouldn't just crank up the bass once the sub has been installed. Voice coils. The coil is cylindrical with copper wire and takes in the signal and reacts to the magnetic field. This reaction causes movement in the cone and creates sound. The coil can heat up if they work hard enough to melt glue or burnt wires. Spider. The flexible ring serves two purposes. It keeps the voice coil aligned, and it supports the cone of the sub to its frame. If a spider is forced to move faster than it was intended, it can tear or deform. Cone. Cones can be initially stiff and must be loosened in order to perform at their best. Surround. The ring must be flexible enough to support the cone and allow it to move. The cone can be torn if the ring does not offer enough flexibility. Other components of a subwoofer include the backplate, voice coil gap, and basket. However, they are not essential to understanding why a subwoofer should be broken in. Each of these components should be removed and made more flexible over time. Each component will gradually become more flexible through the breaking down process. It's like warming up before going to the gym. Stretching muscles will reduce the likelihood of them getting injured or torn. This is also true for your subwoofer. The spider of a subwoofer is stiff when it comes off the assembly line. As the resins start to melt, the woven spider fibers become more flexible, and the surrounding becomes more flexible. One reason to disassemble a subwoofer to prevent damage is by removing the parts first. We will also discuss another reason. Improved sound quality. A subwoofer's performance is also improved by breaking it in. Understanding the basics of how it works is essential. Free air resonance, also known as FS or resonant frequency, it is the frequency at which the cone and voice coil moves the most freely. FS is affected by the weight of the cone and voice coil, the moving masses, and stiffness of other key pieces, such as spiders and surround. Excursion, the distance the cone travels away from its resting place. This can be simplified by thinking that free air resonance refers to the power needed to move the cone. To get more excursion, a properly broken subwoofer will require less power. Most subwoofers won't allow frequencies to be produced lower than the FS. You can increase the frequency range by lowering the resonance. As with any machine or equipment, the subwoofer must be maintained or conditioned. It doesn't have to be broken, but you can prepare it so it performs well and delivers better bass sounds. It is necessary to loosen certain parts, especially the subwoofers. A brand new subwoofer is usually stiff when it is removed from its box. The spider is the part that is stiff. A subwoofer's spider, or any speaker, is a corrugated coil that is attached to the cone and voice coil. It is located at the base of the cone. The cone and voice coil move when there is a sound wave. The spider's function is to support the speaker's moving parts. The spider is responsible for holding the moving components of a speaker together. Sound waves are then emitted and the elements will not be controlled. The speaker will eventually explode as it continues to transmit sound waves. To loosen the spider, you need to install a subwoofer. You will lose its ability to perform at its peak if you don't break in a new subwoofer. There are many ways to break in a subwoofer properly. You can start by setting at the medium volume and gradually crank the subwoofer up to maximum. Let it play for a few minutes. After several hours of use, turn it off. Allow it to cool off for several minutes. What happens if you don't break in your subs? These issues or many more could be a problem. Coils that are unwound or burned, this can be caused when there is too much heat or a distorted signal. Stiff spiders can cause your driver to have less suspension travel and excursion. The coil heats up due to excessive power consumption. Due to the suspension resisting woofers at higher volume settings, you can also experience a distorted signal faster. Your coil will heat up quickly as a result. Broken or torn suspensions, the spiders are too tightly packed to move and could be torn from the triple joint. Also, you will notice that distortion is more common with a stiffer woofer than on one that has been broken in. The suspension fights back. Some common mistakes people make when installing car woofers. Wire issues. Superior sound quality can only be achieved if speakers are polarized correctly. A speaker that has its polarity reversed will work against its counterpart speaker. One speaker will drive out and the other will drive in, which will mean they are working against each other. Integration piece. The speakers are not the only ones that need to have proper polarity. The correct polarity is also required for the integration piece, like the line output converter. Incorrect wiring in the speaker. You can also find a problem if the speaker was not properly wired from the factory. Sometimes, the labeling of the negative and positive terminals may be incorrect. To avoid this, use a polarity tester tool such as the AUDUD phase meter. Phase issues. Let's assume your subwoofer plays in the 20 to 80 Hz frequency range. Sounds above 80 are played on other speakers. The sound waves from the speakers and subwoofer will be reflected back at each other because they are not located in the same place in the car. These are some solutions to this problem. Reverse polarity. Subwoofers and speakers don't all have to be the same polarity. Similar speakers should have the same polarity. Sometimes, subwoofers may have reverse polarity. Phase issues can be corrected by switching the subwoofer's phase. Subwoofer. Before you install your subwoofer permanently, experiment with its placement. Digital signal processor. A processor, DSP, such as the digital signal processor, Amazon, will allow you to delay the front speakers to let the sound from your subwoofers reach the front. Time alignment is the process of delayed sound. These processors are expensive, so you should try the two other methods first. Subwoofer enclosure type and installation. Phase issues can be caused by the type of enclosure, construction, and installation of your subwoofer box. A ported subwoofer box will usually produce a higher output for all subs, but not all subs. You must consider the frequency response of the subwoofer before you build a subwoofer box. Construction of a box. Excessive air can enter a box if it isn't sealed properly. The ports should be sealed tightly so that air cannot enter the box. Make sure your cuts are precise and straight when building the box. Make sure you have plenty of caulk to seal all corners when you put together the box. Bracing. The box should not contain the subwoofers. The output of a subwoofer can be affected by a box that is easily compressed and flexed with a strong subwoofer. Secured box. If your box isn't secured to your vehicle, it will lose acoustical power. Subbox has designed a subwoofer design software which you can download. Bad system design. For maximum output, your equipment must work together. If you have a subwoofer that is powerful and strong, but an average amplifier, you won't get the full output of your woofers. You must also ensure that your power source and delivery system can handle the power required by your system.